Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic, live from Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. We're 40,000 leagues below the sea because we go deeper. It's amazing all these backpedaling now. Like New York, yeah, if you got fired because you refused to get the guess what? You're getting all your back pay and you're getting your job back. It's unconstitutional. Gee, all these. Well, they were hoping that, a bunch, like the one New York governor, I think it was, or mayor, I forget if the mayor or governor of New York is like, well, you know, it wasn't going to be optional. We were just hoping you'd just shut up and get the vaccine. But, you know, since people were refusing, okay, we got to step it up. We got to mandate it now. You know, it's unconstitutional. They can't do that. So like these Christian bakers. Hey, if you're going to force a Christian to bake a cake, then can I force a Muslim caterer to use pork? I'm not going to. Why would you? I mean, it's like they want to do this on purpose. Why would you, as a gay person, go to a bakery that you know does not support your lifestyle, doesn't want anything to do with your lifestyle, and want to have a cake baked by them? Why don't you find someone in your own community? I got so much I want to get into. John Fetterman, if you saw that debate, good night. Hi. Good night. I want to get into that because there's a lot of talk about that. I know I'm never shopping at the Gap or Foot Locker because the Kanye West new Yeezy brand, yeah, they're dumping them and they'll find really quickly. No, they'll find out really quickly that they're not going to go too far because they're going to be like, okay, yep, we're losing people left and right. Oh, Lord, that's sad. But it lets you know places I won't shop at. A Nevada Republican Senate candidate, Adam Laxalt, will release a statewide television ad in Spanish on Tuesday that aims to reinforce his momentum with Hispanic voters. I mean, most people who come from countries that are really crappy, they know what Democrats are going to offer because they came from that crappy of a country, and they don't want that. Got so much I want to get into. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and here's your verse of the day.
Hi, friends. My name is Rich Velotis. I'm the lead pastor of New Life Fellowship Church in Queens, New York City, and the author of Good and Beautiful and Kind. The verse of the day is found in Psalm 34, verse 19. This is what it says. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. This verse has only 15 words, but there's so much that we can learn from it. And the first thing that we need to see is that it says the righteous have many troubles. This is one of the simple but important things we need to pay attention to in the Bible as we seek to have a relationship with God, because there's lots of clarity in this statement. Notice that it doesn't say that the wicked have many troubles. We wish it said that, but it says the righteous have many troubles. And so being righteous, being upright in character, being people of integrity, it doesn't protect us from troubles. We experience troubles because we live in a sinful, broken, a fallen world. And yet, I think we can be surprised by the troubles that come our way. We tend to think if we just prayed the right prayers, went to church enough, read enough scriptures, that we won't struggle, that we won't suffer, that we won't experience any bad things. But life tells a different story. And so what do we need to take away from this? First of all, simply that trouble happens. It doesn't mean you've done something wrong. It doesn't mean you have to live in condemnation. Not at all. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. This is the normal experience of being human. And so we shouldn't be surprised, but we should be comforted. Because this verse says, the righteous have the Lord, and the righteous will be delivered from all these troubles. Notice the promise at the end of this verse, the Lord delivers. And I want you to hear that today, and let me encourage you with this. No matter what you are facing today, no matter what your struggles, no matter what your problems, God knows how to deliver. And that's the most important thing that we need to take away from this verse. We will have troubles, but the Lord knows how to deliver. Amen.
That's Psalms 34:19. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. Think about that as you're going through your day or evening or whenever you're listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. What an amazing conversation we got. I'm going to get into so much tonight. It's if you don't know, I think it was in May, Fetterman had a stroke, I think it was, John Fetterman, and he's not been 100%. And, you know, he's not all there. He's not there at all. He had a stroke in May. And, you know, what qualifies you to be a candidate in 60 seconds? Go, hi, good night, everybody. He was not making sense. He's not all there. And there's a lot of people questioning his cognitive abilities and his thinking because of the stroke. We're not making fun of him. We're being realistic. There's a whole clip of like 2 minutes pieced together. He makes no sense. He is so cuckoo. And we believe because of the stroke, he's not there. He's not thinking straight. He's not able to, I don't know if you ever took psychology and you talked about, they had the guy that had like he was working on the railroad and a spike went through his head and it severed part of his brain to where he didn't have cognitive thinking in terms of like he would just say what he, you know how like the old saying, you know, measure twice, cut once? Yeah. You know, think twice before you speak. Think before, he didn't have that ability to just question what he said or think. He would just like say whatever came to us. I mean, he didn't have that rational thought to, no, I shouldn't say that. He would just, whatever stuff would come out, bam. You know, and he just doesn't seem like he's all there. And I'm not putting the guy down, but he should not be running. I mean, I don't know how. And he'll get a crap ton of votes because there's a crap ton of people in Pennsylvania voting for the Democrat. Probably didn't even watch, they don't watch the news, they don't watch the debates, they don't know anything. And he'll get elected. I mean, the people that are informed that try to know about the candidates will see that and say, nope. Ooh. But it's just sad because he's not there. Like Joe Biden is not there. And it's like, if Biden makes it, I don't know how they're going to do a State of the Union address with him. I don't know how they're going to calm that one. Like the birthday thing where he goes, yeah, she had a birthday over the weekend. You know, it's just nice to wish happy birthday to a great president. I mean, he doesn't even know what day it is. There's one where he's wandering off, and he's like, oh, like, and they try to play it off like, well, you know, he's the president. You know, we have Secret Service, in certain spots, he has to go where we tell him. He just can't willy-nilly go wherever he wants to. Well, because when he's wandering off and doesn't know where he's going, and they're trying to redirect him, they're trying to make it look like, hey, you got to go this way, buddy. They're not trying to make it like it is, where he doesn't know where he is and where he's going, and they're trying to direct him without making it look like they're trying to direct him. They're trying, hey, you know, like, they try to play it out like, well, we have Secret Service to protect you all around, and, you know, you're going to be out of the protection zone if you go this way, because we don't, you know, we have a planned route that you have to follow. Like I was told one time, if a president was just a impromptu going to McDonald's, they'd be safer because there's no way to plan anything. Where if it's a planned, he's going to go stop here and have McDonald's, he could plan something or try to do something. Probably not going to have any success, but, you know, Trump would be safer just going into a Burger King or a McDonald's than he would be. He always liked the fast food because he said it would be random. A lot of times it would be made ahead of time or they wouldn't know it was for him, and it was less likely to have problems with it. And if he had a problem with it, because, whoops, anyone could have, because he just ended up getting it. But, you know, it's like Fetterman. He is so gone. He's not even there. He's making no sense, and it's sad. I mean, you got people that are going to start spending with their dollars, and, you know, with Kanye West has a huge following, and the fact that, like, Foot Locker and Gap are pulling this product, I guarantee you they're getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of phone calls saying, bye, I ain't using you. Yep, I guess I ain't buying there anymore. Sorry. It's sad, but, you know, I don't support any company that's going to backlash someone because of their political beliefs or their freedom of speech. I'm so tired of this. You know, this tells you cancel culture. They get rid of a Native American on a Land O'Lakes container. Two black people, Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima, but they keep the white guy. But you know what you can't cancel? Cousin T's. His pancakes, man. You can't cancel Cousin T's. He's got a gluten-free mix coming. I want to try it. I want to look into it. Probably way more than I could afford, but still, it's going to be fun. It's going to be pretty interesting. But I want to get into this whole, you know, I don't put down Biden. I don't put down Fetterman. They need help. What they're doing is, to him is wrong. Fetterman shouldn't be running. He didn't know what day it is. I know he means well. I know he wants to sell out Pennsylvania, but I know that. But I'm telling you what. They mean well, but he's not there. He's making no sense. He's incoherent. Like that Billy Madison. Nowhere in your incoherent rambling ons did you make any type of sense. And everyone who listens to this is more retarded for listening to you. You know, it's one of those things. It's just like so, I mean, I feel, it's just sad. And what are they going to do if he gets elected? If these people that don't know anything, guess what, folks? Fetterman wins. I mean, don't worry. I mean, you had the press secretary coming out today talking about how gas prices down and this and that. Like, I would love to know where you're smoking because it's $4 a gallon here. That's up $3 since Trump was in office. Try again. You know what I mean? If he truly wins, I mean, he can't hold a conversation. In a debate, he makes no sense. Oh, this is where it's okay. This is MSNBC's Mitchell. Fetterman had difficulty that we haven't seen. Oh, spare us the Democrat establishment media spin. No one believes you rich media elites anymore because everybody knows you're little more than DNC operatives. It's unthinkable how the establishment media blocked and tackled by Democrat John Fetterman and tried to pull one over on voters. He doesn't make sense and they're trying to cover for him. Dude, I'm scared if he gets in because he doesn't know what he may be cognitive, but he can't like be coherent in speaking. He may be frustrated because he's trying to say this, but because of the stroke, he can't get out what he's trying to say. But like I tell people all the time, look at California. It's falling apart. Why would people keep voting for something that's getting worse? I follow Michael, the producer, on YouTube. And he's like, yeah, the police chief of Beverly Hills is like, yeah, don't wear anything expensive in Beverly Hills. It's a bad place to be now. The elitist Beverly Hills is now like a violent place. And like you said, yeah. Oh, yeah, they'll just slap you on the wrist if you do something, and they'll release you an hour later. It's sad. You can't say there's no fixing of elections when you have places that are crumbling and falling into the toilet. They're falling apart and they're crumbling and they're like they're being flushed down the toilet. But that same type of person that's flushing the city down the toilet, that type of person keeps getting elected over and over again. Sorry, if you're having someone to come in to, yep, I'm going to help get this kitchen in tip-top shape, and a month later, it's worse, are you going to keep the guy? No, you're going to get some, yep, we tried you, you ain't doing it, bye, next. You know, hey, if you're not at 500, and okay, yep, you're going to get rid of the manager. We got to get in a new manager because this guy ain't cutting it. We gave him the players he wanted, and he's still not doing it. Sorry. You know, when these places are being flushed down the toilet and the people, the type of person that's flushing it down the toilet keeps getting elected over and over and over again, and if there's term limits and he gets taken out and someone else gets put in his place, it's just as bad, doing the same stuff. It's nuts. It's sad. It is. It's really sad. It's like all these vaccines, and like, you need to just shut up and get the vaccine. Don't think. Oh, I thought I only did what Trump and Rush Limbaugh told me to think. I don't think for myself, and now just shut up and get the vaccine. We'll never get back to normal until you get a vaccine, and now the vaccine manufacturer Pfizer said, oh yeah, it was never meant to stop the transmission, spread the virus. Yeah, you're still going to get it. You know, Biden wants to have a vaccine every year, like a shot every year. Okay. They don't work. Why would I get one? And there's a lot of evidence that these boosters make you more susceptible to getting it. No, thank you. I don't think so. Not today. Stand behind me, Satan. And if you were fired because of refusing to get the vaccine, guess what, folks? You can be reinstated and get your money back. Most of the places when the people did that, they left on their own terms, they quit. But yeah, like New York, a judge said that anyone that was fired gets reinstated and they get all their back pay. Think about that one. You work all this time, and just shut up and get the vaccine. And these people that said, no, I'm not going to do it, I'm sorry. Now, not only do they have to be rehired, but they get their back pay, all that pay that they missed. Now, I don't know the stipulations on it. Like, if you got another job, will you, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting, just like these student loans, because they keep changing on the eligibility for these student loans that all these people are supposed to have forgiven, so who knows. Yeah, it's interesting. It is. It's one of those things. It's the world we live in, folks. Where places that get flushed down the toilet, that type of person that's flushing it down the toilet keeps getting elected over and over and over again. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. My gas is over $4 a gallon where I live, but guess what, folks? I paid. There is $4.19, $4.17. I paid $4.09. Oh, but gas is down from the $5 mark? It's still up $3 from when Trump was president, so I don't want to hear it. Until you get $1.89 a gallon gas, I don't want to hear it. And then you got these climate change freaks, almost as bad as the transphobic, trans, whatever, people, I don't know what you, I don't care, you're a man or a woman. You know, but these climate change activists that are going off. You need to drive an electric vehicle. How dare you use a car that runs off of natural gas and fossil fuels? So does your electric car. No, it doesn't. It runs on electricity. Well, where do you think the electricity comes from? It comes from coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels. And if you eliminate those, let me tell you, the cost to run that car is going to go up exponentially. Because, sorry, but wind turbines, yeah, you're not going to get too much out of those. Now, I don't mind having a solar panel on your house if you want to have one for, like, a backup. Like, okay, if something goes wrong and, you know, it charges, so in case you would need it as a backup, not your main source, you know, I'd still want normal power, but, you know. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. The world's coming to an end. Just watch that Al Gore documentary, because we should already not be here. The North and South Pole should already be water, and we should have been wiped off the planet Earth. I don't know if you saw the video that went viral, this black guy that pushed this person onto the railroad tracks. Well, he had a lengthy criminal history. Oh, yeah. 41-year-old LaMail Macri faces charges of attempted murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment, law enforcement told Fox News on Tuesday. And he's got a rap sheet longer than, well, don't worry. It's just like in Beverly Hills, New York, just let him go. Slap on the wrist. I promise not to drink and drive again. Okay, because next time you do it, I'm going to have to release you again. Yeah, I said next time I won't drink and drive. I know, but next time I'll have to release you again. I don't have any authority to do anything. I'm just a cop. I'm not a politician. Don't worry, folks. Trust the government, man. They know what's best. Just buy into a digital currency that has no value in nothing. Remember, I don't know if you ever had that in school, because we were in the infancy when, like, you would have, like, a card that, like, you could put money on the account when you swiped it. It was like a credit card, kind of like a debit card, and you could put money on the card, and then you could ping, and it would debit it from there, and it'd be like a way for you to pay without cash. So your mom could put like $20, and then you had some people that, I had $20 in here, why does it say I have no money? And some people wouldn't be able to, and they were frustrated all get out because they had no way to get money. Okay, I have no money, but my mom put me, and some people Yeah, I've not put any money on this card, but I keep swiping and it keeps ringing up that my purchase is paid for. And some people that didn't ever put money on the card, money was put on there, and other people that have money, they said put on the card, because, you know, the digital currency, it's don't worry, it's okay, folks. It's gonna save. We need to go digital. Don't worry, folks. Just wait till they have like a point system, you know. And yep, he said something we don't like on Twitter, so we're gonna. And they'll have people still monitor Twitter, and if you say something the government doesn't like, yeah, we're going to restrict your account access and your digital money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just going to, oh, yeah, your taxes, yeah, we're just going to take them out whenever we feel like it, because we're the government, we can do that. No, I have till the 31st to pay, no, I'm sorry, but see, this is digital currency, the rules have changed. Now that we're hooked up to your bank account, we can just take your money whenever we want to. So if we deem you didn't pay enough in taxes, we'll just take it out, and it's your word versus ours, and we win because we're the government. You know, trust us. That's what's going to happen. Trust me. Mark my words. Well, how do I take the digital currency and put some under my bed or in a jar to save for a rainy day? Oh, what? Yeah, wasn't, you can't. Don't worry, folks. Many, many, many countries are buying massive amounts of gold and silver, stockpiling it. Why? Gee, what has the value of gold and silver been? Never zero. Gold and silver has always had value and always had worth. And countries are stockpiling it so that when the fake currencies, the fiat currencies around the world collapse, they've got something to protect themselves with. Because basically, the value of any currency in any nation is derived by how hard it is to counterfeit if it does not contain gold or silver. If there's no gold or silver in it, it's just a cloth paper money, or, you know, and then most nations, well, it's costing more than a nickel to make this nickel, so we need to sit there and figure out a way to produce this 25-cent piece for less than 25 cents, you know, because we don't want to have somebody have a coin that has more value than the face of it, you know. We don't want to have, you know, they don't want to have a dollar coin that has 15 bucks worth of metal in it, because it's like all those Masters baseball cards from the 1980s that people put in protective cases and this and that, and everyone saved them. So like that, like you'd have been better off when Superman died to try to get rid of that Superman Death of Comics. I mean, because now I've seen them. There was a time where I saw the Death of Superman in open comics on eBay, 99 cents, and they couldn't even give it away, like 10 people. Sort of like Pawn Stars, where a guy bought at an auction a Birdie made off Rolex, and it was professionally restored. That scares me, because some of those old Rolexes, what you don't realize is, okay, if it's a 1950s Rolex or a 30s Rolex, some of those dials, the face of it with the numbers, can be valuable. And like the minute hand, the second hand, and the hour hand, those things can go. And if someone just threw those away and put a new face on them, they could have thrown away probably $5,000, depending on the model, $6,000. Depending on how old they are and how rare they are. You know, a lot of those watches, the old ones, they'd rather have a messed up. They want a pristine. They want Bertie Madoff's Rolex. They want to have Jack Nicklaus Rolex. They don't want to have, because as soon as you, I mean, if you want to clean it up a little bit, sure. But if you change the parts around, some of those are more valuable as original. And you flush it down the toilet, and no, I think this is what I want for. Well, you know, a person that would know anything about Rolexes would want it all original. And if there's parts missing, you'd want to find someone that thinks it's cool to have a Rolex that Bernie Madoff owned. But in the end, you ruin the watch. You're throwing it in the garbage. And that's what a lot of countries are doing right now. They're throwing their... Well, don't worry, folks. I want gold and silver in my currency. I want it valuable. I want original money. Paper money in America was just kind of like an IOU. Here you go. This is a promise to pay real money, because a lot of times, like, especially some of those, like, you could have all this money and, yep, that's no good anymore. Or they won't accept them. Well, we don't know if this is still a legitimate currency from one of these colonies. So I don't know. Oh, I got about 27 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really do. Thank you. We got a election. We got a midterm, a red wave that we need to happen. And it's only going to be a red wave if you get out there and vote. And there's going to be rhinos, but hey, got to do something. We got to stand up for something, you know. All these, like a conspiracy, I always say is a Republican conspiracy is just something that is deemed false that now is that you'll find out later to be true. I mean, like my caller that calls in a lot the other day, on Monday, he's like, from day one, I didn't want the government, this is way back in the day, I didn't want the government teaching sex education. Like Red Green said, my dad just gave me a book by Mickey Spillane called Kiss Me Deadly, and I thought, you know, the birds and the bees was, you know, car chases and gun shootouts. You know, I mean, that's something that your parents should teach you. That way, okay. If it's something that you want them to know, yeah. If not, no. Not today. Oh, I mean, now I'd be afraid. I mean, what was it? Bill Lingwall goes, his wife goes to Bill Lingwall and goes, hun, your son, I caught him on one of those sites. Honey, did you write down the name of the site? Bill, you need to have a talk with your son. And he goes in and sits down to have a talk with his son. He goes, this is what I want you to do. Okay? I know you probably know some things. I want you to tell me what you know, and I'll kind of fill in the blank. 2 hours later, I'm there with a pen and a piece of paper. You can do that? You know what I mean? You're going to have kids where, like, yeah, I want to do this or that. Well, wait a minute here. No, that's not really the case. Well, that's not. I didn't even know that till I was in college. And you know that in your third grade? You know, I was watching. I love watching all these things. And they had one on Joe Camel. And, you know, the old Camel logo was kind of tired and dated, and they said, let's revamp it. In 1987, they come out with a cartoon character, Joe Camel, to revive their tired cigarette Camel brand. And anti-tobacco campaigners were not buying it. And R.J. Reynolds and many people came out and said, no, this was to get adults to switch from rival brands over to their brands. And all the data showed that less than one half of 1% of adults switched. Meanwhile, kids switched like 11%. It wasn't about adult brand switching. It was 100% about getting kids to smoking, because they knew that, okay, if you're 18 or 19 or 20 or 21, you're probably not going to start smoking. If you haven't smoked by then, and they know how impressionable kids are. So they need to get kids hooked. Oh, yeah. They need to get kids hooked. Oh, but now we got to indoctrinate these impressionable kids. We got to impregnate these little impressionable kids with confusion in their heads. Trust me. I know you're in third grade, but you don't know who you are. No, I'm a boy. No, you don't. How do you know you're a boy? Because I have a penis. No, how do you know? No. How do you know? You can't know. How do you know? And the scary thing is back in the day, you know, they have what's called, like in the 70s, you know, they had bell bottoms. You know, they had things you had, like when you were a kid, think of the things that you were so passionate about, you're so into when you were a young kid, and now you could care less about it. What sickens me is what's going to happen when all these fifth graders and sixth graders, and I'm 20 years old and I'm interviewing Joe Biden because I'm trans all of a sudden for 200 days, I'm now a trans, whatever, I'm a woman, I don't know what I am, but, you know, just wait till these young kids that they indoctrinate to think that they're something they're not, and they take blockers and stuff to stop hormones because they think they're a woman when they're a man or vice versa, and then when this fad ends, what's going to happen to these kids when they're 25 and they're like, well, now I'm permanently messed up because I damaged my body because they tried to convince me when I was an impressionable little kid like they did with Joe Camel trying to get kids to smoke, and they're trying to take these impressionable kids and they're trying to shove this ideology that, oh, you're not who you think you are. If you want to be a donkey, we'll help you become a donkey. We'll put a litter box if you think you're a cat. Just wait till they get this, all these medications and stuff to stop hormones so that they can become a woman or a man, and it damages their body 20 years later when they're like, wait a minute here. Yep, when that fad ends, that's what scares me in 20 years, when these kids are no longer into that trans phase, when this thing kind of blows over like all these other fads. How's it going?
Hey. Yeah, trans is a transgender ideology. Another way to divide up America and to test out who are the brainwashed idiots. What gets me is that the parents go along with it. Just like when they take their kids to drag queen day. How stupid and disgusting can those people be to actually take their kids to something like that?
Yeah. It's sick. I mean, because you're normalizing it like, hey, this is perfectly acceptable. Just wait till one of those people... Just, like, I remember, I think it was in South Carolina or North Carolina, there was a female Democrat, like, senator that was for this transgender bathroom law that Obama passed, until she was in the bathroom, and a construction worker, a guy and a construction worker, he had, like, a hard hat on, he had one of those neon vests and neon pants and everything, and he just walked into the women's restroom, and she goes, wait a minute. She looked up the law, and there was nothing in the law that stipulated what you had to do to use either bathroom. I can go and use a woman's bathroom, and a woman can use a man's bathroom, and there's nothing. She doesn't have to dress like a man, look like a man. If she all she has to say is, hey, I think I'm a man, I'm using the bathroom, bye. She can have a dress on, don't matter. There was no prerequisite, because she thought, like, okay, if this transgender bathroom law, you had to be transitioning, or you had to think you're a woman or dress like one or wear makeup, that's not the case. And just wait till some predator follows your daughter into the bathroom or your son into the bathroom. You're going to have a different viewpoint than taking your kid to some drag show.
Yeah, what do you think the dangers are of predators really preying on kids in the bathroom? Because where are they going to go?
Yeah.
It's so easy to be caught inside the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now they might touch the kid and then, you know, run out. But, you know, if you get enough of those, then, you know, people will run after them.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's all that many dangers to.
Not really. The closest thing to a danger would be like you sitting in the stall next to someone because you get your jollies, you know, being next to a young girl using the bathroom. You wouldn't see anything, but that'd be the closest. I don't think you could really do anything because, you know, where could you go? Like if you tried to leave a Walmart bathroom or a Target bathroom or whatever, you know, you wouldn't get far.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I mean, if they follow some chick inside the bathroom, that girl's going to have friends outside. If the girl doesn't come back out in 5 minutes, they're going to go inside and find her. So,
yeah,
I don't think, you know, I don't think it's a good place for predators, you know. I don't know. People, I can understand the fear in some way.
Mm-hmm.
What gets me is that there were about 30 congressmen who had written Biden asking him to act as a go-between between Russia and Ukraine in order to make sure there wouldn't be any kind of, you know, thermonuclear war. But all of a sudden, all of these assholes changed their mind, and they recalled the letter.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's because they think that Biden is a lousy intermediary, which is possible, or they just don't want, or they just don't care whether or not we have nuclear war or not.
Yeah. It's sad. Well, what would you think if Fetterman got in? Because if you saw that debate, ever since his stroke, he's not all there. He may be cognitively there, but he can't put sentences together to make sense.
I don't even know who Fetterman is.
He's a guy running against Oz in Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah, if you need to watch the debate, because he opens up the debate by saying, "Hello, good night, everybody." Yeah, he's so far gone, it's not even funny. But he had a
hello,
stroke.
Hello, good night.
Yep. Hi. He goes, what gives you... Yeah, he goes basically like, you know, what gives you, you got 60 seconds to explain what makes you think you have the capacity to run as a senator in Pennsylvania. And he goes, hi, good night, everyone. And it's like, he's so far gone because he had a stroke and he's not right. And it's sad. Because it's like, if he were to get elected, because a lot of Democrats don't watch the news, they don't follow anything, they're just a Democrat, and that's who they vote for. That's why when they get these people and they go up, well, what do you think when Biden said this? Oh, I didn't know he said that, or I wouldn't have voted for him. Well, he said this too, and all these people, when they say all these things that he said, I didn't know he said that, I would have never voted for him. Well, then... did you follow the news? Did you look into your candidate before you just willy-nilly went to the polls and vote? And if people do that with John Fetterman, I don't think he's right like Biden. It's a sin what they're doing to him, parading him around when he's not there mentally.
Yeah, so he's up against his odds, huh? I'm going to have to look it up on YouTube. Hello, good night. That's even worse than Biden.
Yeah.
Good night.
And, he makes no sense throughout the whole night, and it's like, if he was to get elected, I don't know how he could perform his job.
He wouldn't be able to. I mean, if he's that cognitively gone, like you're saying, then all they're doing, they're putting him up there, as a sort of a puppet. And if he's that far gone, then, you know, if it's that obvious, I don't think people are going to vote for him. And Oz is a popular choice anyway.
Yeah.
Turn the oven off so I can get the biscuits. Right? 375. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, and he is a puppet. I mean, just like AOC, I mean, she doesn't know what she's doing. She just, I guarantee you, someone's telling her what to do.
The Democrats didn't do enough for Latinos.
Oh,
why
yeah.
Has she done for them?
Yeah. I mean, it's just ridiculous, some of these people, because they make no sense. I mean, like I was talking about in the beginning of my program, I'm like, you look at California. I follow a guy, Michael the Producer, on YouTube, and he goes, and he was driving around Beverly Hills talking about California, and he goes, the sheriffs are telling people not to wear anything valuable in Beverly Hills because it's getting so violent and this and that. And it's like, well, if you have a place like California that is going in the toilet and being flushed down the toilet, how can somebody, how can they legitimately be getting reelected when people keep voting for the same? I don't see how people are voting for the same candidate or type of candidate that keeps flushing California in the toilet.
That's because they're stupid. People
yeah.
think that they're, you know, like you said, they'll go into the voting booth and they'll just vote D or they'll vote R. Simply because that's the way that, you know, they've always done it. They don't follow the news. They don't do any investigation into the candidates. They just D or R.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're all about.
Yeah. Because I see a lot of people that come across the border or from another country, and they're Democrats. I'm like, you know what country you just came from? You just came from Russia. You were born in Russia, and you want to have, you understand that the Democrats want to have the same type of policies that you came from in Russia? Are you kidding me? How can you come from a place like Russia and want the same government control? Or think that, well, yeah, Russia screwed me, but, you know, this, America is going to be different. You know, the health care that the government's going to provide in America is going to be different. You know, it's going to be better.
Well, I know there's a lot of socialists in America. I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about Americans who believe that socialism is best because these people haven't accomplished anything in their lives, so they don't mind government handouts at all. And they always say, well, when you bring up to them, Cuba failed, Venezuela failed, China failed, Russia failed, and they always say, well, they didn't know what they were doing over there. But over here in America, we'll get it done right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you say, well, what makes you say that? They're lost for words. And they go, you know, and they go scratch their ass.
Like Ronald Reagan said, always said this, inflation is the price you pay for those government benefits everyone thought were free.
Well, he was right, you know, but we still have the Federal Reserve in place. Nobody except Ron Paul and maybe a couple of others ever had the guts to say, get rid of it. All these politicians, they're the ones that are destroying America. Because every time they have a project, they need money, and then the money comes from the Federal Reserve, and it creates inflation. So it makes the Federal Reserve rich, real rich.
Yeah. Well, it's like all these people, like, just shut up and get the vaccine. It's free. You can't complain that you have to pay for it. Okay, well, the pharmaceutical companies are making record profits from this vaccine. Oh. So they're getting paid somehow. Nothing is free. Somebody is paying for this vaccine somehow. Whether it's coming out of your pocketbook through taxes or something, you're paying for it somehow. Nothing's free.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Okay, I got the Oz Fetterman videos. Which one, if you remember, has the one where he comes on stage and he says, hello, goodbye?
It's the one in the very, very beginning. It's at the very start of it. There's like there's one on Twitter that's like 47 minutes or 49 minutes.
I got one here for a minute and 27 seconds.
It might be
I'm
that
thinking
one.
That might be the one, you know. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And if you watch the whole debate, it's sad because they're using him. Like you
of
can't.
Of course.
And it's, I mean, just like Biden, he's being used and abused. He has no idea what day it is. He starts wandering off and they try to act like, nope, you got to go this way, you know, for security purposes, when they're really just trying to redirect him because he's so far gone that he doesn't know which direction to go in. And it's sad because he has no idea what he's saying. He has no idea what he's doing. Where do I sign? When am I signing? Where am I signing? What is this? Oh,
yeah,
he probably. Problem.
I know. When he signed those executive orders when he first got into office, he probably thought he was autographing some kind of book that they put in front of him.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary, but it's what's even scarier is how many people think so much stuff is free. We're going to get free health care with Obamacare. Okay, well, who's paying for it? Because, I'll fix your roof for you for free, but it's going to cost me something. I have to buy the materials. I may not charge you, but someone's got to pay for the stuff to do it. You know, we got to get these people past this notion that everything's, that you're the government. If they're going to do something, you're not going to pay for it. The government's going to pay for it. Well, you are the government. You pay for it. It comes out of your taxes.
I know, people don't get that. But what can you do? Anyway, I'll let you get back to your show. I want a good laugh with this Fetterman Oz debate.
Yep. Take care, brother. Bye bye.
Take it easy now.
Yep. Bye. But like I was talking a little bit with, and this was what really scares me, is these dissent, because like I was talking about with the Joe Camel thing, how it was in. They were using Joe Camel on these impressionable kids because, hey, if you're 18, 19, 20, 21, there's a good chance you're not going to start smoking. Well, guess what? We need to get them young. That's why adults didn't switch to Camel. Kids did. Kids are impressionable. Imagine 15 years from now. Remember all these things? My wife probably has things she did when she was a kid, or I did, that we all did, that, like, this was our thing. We loved doing this. This was, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. This is me. This is who I am. And now look at you. Now I'm not that person. I'm a new creation. I'm a different person. Yeah, do I make mistakes? Does my mom, does my dad, does my father-in-law? We all make, everyone does. But we're not the same person we were. Imagine, so there are some tattoos. I'm like, that would have been cool to have. Well, that was cool back then. Now it's not. Imagine these kids that get beta blockers and all these things to stop so that they can become the man they are for the fad, or the woman for the fad. Just wait till that fad goes away and there's, well, yeah, back 10, 15 years ago, I thought I was a man because they told me I was. I'm actually a female. And I had stuff to stop my breast development, all this stuff. And now I'm, here's 20, because I saw a video. And I wish I could find out where it was. And this lady's on like 15 medications because she took all this stuff because she thought she was trans. And she wanted to be the opposite sex. And this gave her these hormones and stopped these from being produced and all this. Now she's on all these medications permanently for the rest of her life, all because for a short period of her life, she thought she was something she wasn't because God made man and woman. And she thought she was somebody else. And what's going to happen to all these kids that, like JoJo Swaya, they're not happy. I'm a celebrity. I'm not happy. So I need attention. I need the people to recognize me. So I'm an elephant now. So you got to, I think I'm an elephant now. So you got to, no. You need, it's attention getting in 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, when you're not that person, what's going to happen to these kids that actually did medical procedures to try to stop the human God created them to be something they're not? That's what scares me. Just like what's going to happen with these people that were forced, that got the vaccine. I think a lot of females are going to find out when they try to have kids later in life, they won't be able to because they're sterile. I just know all these things that I thought were cool that I wanted to do when I was a kid that now, okay, I'm glad I didn't get that tattoo because, you know, and that's what scares me. And that's why I try to wake, but where are the parents when you have indoctrination of these kids and I mean, it's a different era because I don't even think I knew what a gay or lesbian was when I was in high school. That didn't even cross my mind. Now you have, like, first graders that are going to drag shows. It's just nuts. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I've got about 2.5 minutes just under that left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been, I don't know where you live, but it's been like 90 degrees, 10 degrees. It's been up and down like from 70s to like 40s and everything in between. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Just remember, folks, what is it? Where are we at here? Foot Locker and The Gap. Yeah, stay away from them because they're not going to sell Kanye West's products, you know, because I'm not going to support any company. If you don't like what I have to say, that's fine. I have freedom of speech. But, you know, it's like, you don't like what I have to say, that's fine. You know, you may not agree with what Kanye West said, but okay, don't worry, folks. We're gonna cancel him, you know, but then you can have Democrats say way worse things and they get, oh yeah, well, I mean, I guarantee you, The Gap and Foot Locker, they're gonna see sales plummet because Kanye West has a huge following and he's a, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, because people are, money is limited. People are going to use their money and put their money where their mouth is and say, okay, I'm not going to shop here. I'm not going to do this. You know, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this amazing conversation. Thank my caller again. It's amazing. It's a good time. I see change. I see change if you get out and be due diligent, you know. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Remember, folks, you can make a difference. Stand up. Put God first. He'll take your voices, and he'll change your life. Until next Monday, good night, all. God bless and goodbye.